Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you back to Rowdy Mag Light Racing. My driver start your engines didn't want to start tonight, Mark, for some reason, but I'm going to bring my catch can man from Chi-Town in, Mark. How we doing tonight?
It's Hector Way, too, and we're staying nice and warm and grateful we have this show to do, buddy.
Yes. We've got a heck of a windstorm going on here, so, folks, if we lose it tonight, it's because of the Internet's went off on us. But the lights have flickered a few times already, Mark, since we talked, so. Anyway, we got a signal, and we're out shooting out in the stars tonight, Mark. So, man, last week, I tell you what, last week was a good show with Brad on, wasn't it, man? I tell you, I love a man with a cause, and Big Brothers and Big Sisters is a great cause.
Oh, Rowdy, I don't think it's any bigger, and to get involved with kids and getting involved with racing and building our fan base, it all kind of goes together, and it's a nice situation to be involved in, and I hope you and I can, through our local involvement, can get something going here.
I do too, and even got Todd fired up there.
Yeah, we did.
Mark, I was ready to jump right in. I got Todd. Let's bring Todd in. Hey, Todd.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Todd. How are you tonight?
Well, it's been an up-and-down week. I actually just had to drive 3 miles from my brother's house so I could call into the show because he has no service in the valley. So I'm sitting in just on the outskirts of Corning, New York, so I could do the show tonight.
Hey. We don't care how you do it, just as long as you do it, Todd.
Good for you, Todd. Yeah, it's like when Rowdy and I are off doing those, we're doing the show and we're on the road. It's kind of fun a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, last week I was on the road, and it was, I've done two shows, one on the beach, the beaches of Panama City, and the last one was on the outskirts of Alabaster, Alabama. So I've got two on my belt here, Todd. You got snow on the ground up there in New York?
No, we do not. We actually have green grass, but it's cold, and tomorrow it's supposed to be 57.
Ooh, doggy, I'll take that.
Well, Todd, we're going to talk a little bit. Pretty much our show tonight is going to be about the Derby, because we got the Derby coming up. And Mark and I was approved for our media credentials, so we're going to be wide open down in Pensacola this weekend.
Well, that's very awesome to hear.
Are you familiar with the Snowball Derby at all, Todd?
What's that?
Are you familiar with the Snowball Derby?
Why, yes, sir, I am.
That's good. I was just curious. You're a New York guy. This is down in Florida, and it's a big race. I'm glad you heard of it, and maybe you'll get a chance to get there sometime.
Yeah, even though I'm up here in New York, a lot of people that I have on my Facebook actually go and race in it. So I've been getting to see quite a few of the cars that are getting prepared to go.
Yeah, there are quite a few cars from the Northeast heading down there, Todd. I saw that on the entry list. So, yeah, I'm glad you're going to enjoy it. If you go to speed51.com, you can enjoy it even more. They can give you a ton of information that Rowdy and I can't. And they're going all out with the Derby this year.
Go
ahead, Todd.
Well, you guys are going to be enjoying that. I am going to be traveling across even further north in New York, up along the up along the Canadian border. I'm going up north for 3 to 4 days.
Has it got anything to do with maybe being outdoors and hunting?
No. This is actually, I'm just going up to do some visiting.
Oh, that's just as good. That'll be a lot of fun, and it's nice to get away and be with family and friends and visit.
And, of course, I have Rowdy with me on this great trip across New York. So I got my angel looking over me.
Well, I don't know if he's an angel
talking
or not. But, you know, Rowdy is Rowdy, and he's got that specialness about him. You're right, Todd.
What? Mark, Todd's been stalking Watkins Glen's gate. So I noticed this week he had posted a few pictures of him at the front gates of Watkins Glen, but they got him locked out.
Oh, he'll be able to get in sometime next summer.
Yeah. You know, I did have to stop by and get a picture showing that I did make it up there to the entrance. Looking forward to opening weekend at the Glen, so figure I'd let Watkins Glen know that they did have a visitor there, even though they were closed.
Well, good for you, Todd.
Well,
going to the racetrack is always fun, no matter if it's open or not.
Guys, December or February the 18th kicks it all off down at Daytona for ARCA. That's going to be, I think that's a 5 o'clock race is what they got that scheduled on FS1. But right now, Todd, Mark, we're just getting ready. I know Mark's ready. Mark's been ready ever since last year. Didn't you say you got your reservations for your room last year when you left, Mark?
For the Derby? Every year, Rowdy.
Yeah.
Every year I do. I make sure I'm set for the next year because where we're at is closest hotel to the track and probably the nicest hotel that's near the track. And, yeah, I like to be taken care of, and we're less than a mile away, so it's really convenient.
Well, I just want to tell everybody that Speed 51 has got an awesome website. There's a lot of information I've been pulling off of there to get updates, but we're going to be trying to send as much information back Saturday and Sunday as we can. But Speed 51 has a pay-per-view package for the 4 days, don't they, Mark?
It's a real reasonable package, Rowdy. You know what? It looks like a lot of money, but when you consider what you're getting and for the price and the amount of time and what it costs to put a package like this together, I think it's pretty awesome.
Well, it's about as much as a tank of gas, Mark. I mean, you know, when gas was up about $2.75, $3 a gallon,
that
looked mighty cheap.
It is. It's not a bad deal. There isn't a lot of commercialism on it because it is a pay-per-view. You get a little bit of commercial, but it's mostly all racing and really good coverage. It's not a huge racetrack. It's only a half mile. It's condensed. Everything's condensed on a little half mile, so you get really good camera coverage. The announcers are usually very good. I can't complain. I've watched other programming by them, and I've always been very satisfied.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it, folks. It'll be my first trip to the Snowball. I was supposed to have made it last year, and something come up. And hopefully this year I still have a little bit of something going on, but hopefully that's going to be where I can at least get there. I know I'm going to be there Sunday morning early, but I'm trying to get there Saturday morning early, Mark. That's my plan.
Well, Rowdy, you know I'm always waiting for you with welcome arms, and we have a good time when we're at the races, and whenever you get there, we'll enjoy ourselves and enjoy some excellent, excellent racing.
Well, it's going to be something to see. Todd, I think in that supermodel, the super late models, they got over right at 70 entries for, what, 36 spots, Mark?
37, Rowdy. A lot of people are going to go home not happy.
Well, you know, we talked about it. We've talked about it a couple of times. I'm used to seeing a couple of guys going home who wouldn't qualify, but I have never witnessed 30 people going home. That's going to be some drama right there.
Well, you know what, Rowdy? The fact of the matter is you're going to see guys I've seen win races, win championships, big races, and for some reason or another don't make the Derby. And it's happened before. It'll happen again, and that's part of the history of the Snowball Derby. It's the best of the best. Their rules package is really tight, well enforced. They don't mess around. You come in and you better be on your A game, or they're going to catch you, and you're not going to be around for long.
Well, you know, my first late model race was at Nashville at the All American 400, and I tell you, they really, really lay the rubber to the track. I really enjoyed it.
They're a special breed of race car, Rowdy, and for those of us who've been watching them for a few years, yeah, it's an addiction. They are so much fun to watch. They're a little different than an ARCA car because they're a little lighter. They're a little more powered. It's just a different animal. Both are stock cars. Both are fun to watch race. They're just a little different, and that's what makes them probably so interesting to me is you see a little bit something different when you go to an ARCA race compared to a super late mile race and vice versa.
Well, you know, I'm a super speedway guy, but I love that short track just as well as I do the super. You know, they've all got the characteristics, but that Nashville, I mean, there's not a bad seat in the house, and it was just like I was on a merry-go-round just spinning around on the platform, Mark.
Yeah, that's
pretty much the way it is,
Rowdy, and Five Flags Speedway is very similar, and you have a good view of the facility no matter where you're at. You and I will have a great spot to watch it from. I can guarantee you that, and we'll have some fun. We'll see some really good racing, and, geez, with an entry list of over 70 for the super late models and 64 for the pro late models for the 100-lap for Saturday night, how can you go wrong with 130-plus late models in your pit area for the weekend?
Well, you know, I know that Nashville has what they, Tony Formosa said they had like a 10:30 curfew where they couldn't race after 10:30. Wasn't that what we heard, Bart?
Something
or
like that,
yeah,
10:30 or 11. And Tony did bring that up.
Yeah,
right.
They got a curfew.
He tried to get
Mark.
His shows done by 10:30. Pensacola Five Flags doesn't have that. I was at a race that was flagged at 4:11 a.m. The 100-lap Saturday night race was 4:11 a.m. Sunday morning because of weather problems. So everything, the schedule is so tight, they just have to keep pushing and getting it through.
Well, the rain that we've been looking for since Talladega is here. It's rained more in the last 3 minutes than it's rained since Talladega. Sweet kick.
Oh, Rowdy, enjoy, my friend, enjoy.
Well, I'm just glad I got the gutters cleaned out because they are shooting out some water right now.
You had a premonition there, Rowdy.
I'm telling you, it's about time, Todd. I'm telling you the truth. We have not had rain. I believe it's been 63 days here.
Wow.
So it was a perfect racing season for the last 63 days.
Yeah, at least down south. We haven't had that up here. But, Todd, the two big races down at Pensacola for Saturday night's 100-lap, where they have 64 cars entered from 18 different states. And for the Snowball, they have 70 cars from 20 different states. So they get them from everywhere. Maine, Massachusetts, New York, all of New England up in your area. So it's a lot of fun to see the best of the best from all over the country get together and try to battle it out and see who's the best.
Bakersfield,
yep.
California. I think there's a couple of entries from Bakersfield.
Yep. Yes, sir. You're right, Rowdy. There's some California. There's a guy from Washington State who's coming in, Nevada. Texas, quite a few Texans are heading that way. So it's just a wonderful race. It's a good weekend. Everybody gets together, has a lot of fun, and sees some excellent racing. That's what it's all about. And Rowdy and I, we've been lucky enough to do that a couple of times this year. So hopefully we can go out with a bang.
Well, it's been a great year. I'm telling you, we've had a great season. Tonight is show number 44 consecutive, too, guys. We hadn't let up since we started on the first Monday night of February. We're gonna have to plan something special for that night, Mark.
Yeah, that's a one-year anniversary for you guys. Yeah, I wasn't there for the first one, and I'm looking forward to being there for the one-year, though, and being a part of the show. And, you know, Rowdy, I was looking at the ARCA schedule, and out of all those races, 14 of 16 races, I think, are going to be in my possibility of getting to.
I've seen that, Mark. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. You know, we're both trying to plan more coverage of ARCA this year, Todd. We kind of broke the barrier. Now we're able to get the media credentials where we can get in there and get the stories. We just hadn't been able to. Well, we really hadn't applied for Talladega or Chicagoland.
That's coming, Rowdy, and. It's all part of our growing process, and that's what we hope to do, is grow and be that much better for next season.
Well, we're in the right direction anyway, guys. We're moving in the right direction. I went and checked our stats. Our listeners are up. So, I mean, we're gaining listeners, so that's a good thing.
Well, it's nice that the word's spreading and we're getting the people wanting that want to listen. And we kind of have fun with this, so you know what? If you are listening, give us a call. Get a hat. Get a General Tire Racing hat.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we lose you, Rowdy?
Hey, Mark?
Yeah, Todd?
I think we might have lost Rowdy.
I think we may have lost Rowdy, too. We'll continue on here a little bit, Todd, and see if we can get Rowdy back, if you don't mind.
But, yeah, Friday, I start pre-ordering my tickets for next year.
Oh, boy. Good.
Guys, I'm back.
We'd get him back eventually, Todd.
There you go. Okay, go ahead, Todd. I just want to let you know I was back. The light flickered. I'm surprised the internet stayed on, guys.
Yeah, especially as bad as it is for you. You know, I'm glad that it is staying on because this is my enjoyment that I get to do.
Y'all never lost contact, so y'all stayed together, and I'm the one that fell off. All right. Sorry about that.
I was kind of surprised Todd there for a minute, but we decided we'd go on until we got you back. We knew we'd get you back, Rowdy.
That's right. Fat fingers, it's kind of tough sometimes to fast dial, so bear with me.
Well, so you know, Rowdy, on Friday, I pre-order my tickets for the ARCA race for Pocono and for Watkins Glen weekend.
Sounds like a plan there, Ty. You know, that's I've never been to Pocono, and I had it on the list last year to try to make and wasn't able to, but this year I've got it back on my list, and I've got to make it to Pocono. I want to go hang out at Pocono.
Well, if you end up figuring out that you're going to make it, just let me know. Matter of fact, you of all people would know, have they brought out the schedule for next year for the ARCA?
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, Pocono's going 6-9 is the first race.
All right, and that's the one I'm going to be going to.
You're going to the early race.
7-28. 6-9 and 7-28 is their dates. You know, that would be tough to go to. For me, it's like Talladega, Mark, to have two dates so close. I mean, we're lucky to have it spread out 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Which really helps.
Oh, yeah, Rowdy. Like I said, you know, realistically, as I looked at the schedule, 14 to 16, and possibly more, I might make it out to Pocono. You never know. I'd like to. I've never been there. It'd be another new track for me. So I'm always looking for a new track to go to.
Well, you know, I've had some folks say they didn't like the Pocono that you couldn't see, and then I've had people to tell me that it's the best track you'll ever want to go see and be part of. I know it looks nice from the pictures, but as far as seeing one live, I've never been to Pocono live.
Well, it's like going, you know, it's like being at Talladega, Rowdy. You see them for the short time they go by you, and you have a chance, and you kind of wait for them to come back around, but that's just racing at a big track, and that's what you have to accept. You know, and you have to know that going in.
Well, you know, now with the Teletrons, the big TVs out, it makes it a lot easier. You know, like you go sit in the infield to watch the race on Sunday. You know, we kind of position ourselves where we can see the big screen, and as they zoom down the backstretch, which this last race, that was where all the wrecks were at, was on the back stretches here.
Yeah, so it seemed, Rowdy, and those who didn't know, my Talladega experience with Rowdy is Saturday we watched the races from the infield, and we decided, Jeff and I decided that it would be a good idea to check them out at least once from the grandstand, so we did that. And we had a big screen also. And push come to shove, I think I like being in the infield a little bit better.
Well, y'all had some great seats where you was at. You were, of all seats to get, those were two excellent seats to get, Mark.
Rowdy, we did luck into those. It was an accident. It wasn't, you know, we just were able to get a good deal at the price we wanted to pay, and the guy was wanting to get rid of them, and you know what? It just all worked out. I can't believe how good those seats were when we sat down.
Yep. So, Mark, Wednesday actually kicks off the Snowball Derby. Isn't that correct?
Well, Wednesday morning, starting at 9 a.m., they start. They have most of the rigs staged out in the parking lot, and they start bringing the rigs into the infield and staging them. Your park is according to your entry, so you know the closer you are to the being the first entrant on back. So the first entrant is in first, and they roll in 130 plus rigs, and it takes a while. And they park everybody, and you keep the doors closed. Nobody can open your hauler doors until everybody is parked.
So nobody can break anything out until
everybody's on an even playing field. You only have that 45-minute advantage of working on your car while everybody else is trying to get to their pit parking spot. If you're there Saturday morning, Rowdy, and we're walking through the pits, you won't believe how tight they've got these haulers parked together and how many race cars are in in that half-mile infield. It's just incredible.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Mark. I'll tell you, it's something I've been looking forward to for quite a while, and I've had people actually look at me and go, "You got to be joking. You've been to the Snowball?" And I'm like, "No, I hadn't been there yet. I mean, it's on my list, but I haven't made it." And so hopefully this year's going to be the year, Mark.
Deservedly so, Rowdy. Yeah, you hopefully your wait is over and you'll be able to experience a Derby weekend. And I'm looking forward to being able to show you the ins and outs, being an experienced Derby weekend person. So it's always nice bringing a newbie in.
Hey, I'm willing to be here because I'm looking forward to it. I tell you, 2016 has been I've had a few lows, but we've had more highs than lows, and that's the racing part of it has really been a high, Mark. We've been able to accomplish a lot this year.
Well, we probably accomplished a lot more and did a lot more things than we ever realized when you started this show off last year, Rowdy, and I can't believe how things have turned around since I've come on board and been with you. So, yeah, it's been a great run. I'm looking forward to 2017 with open eyes, and like I said, I want to get to a lot of races this year again.
Well, the Snowball's going to be the end of 2016, which, like I said, that's a great way to end the racing season. I'm kind of jonesing here. I'm getting to watch a few replays, but to actually stand back beside a car and listen to it, to the engine run live, that's what I'm waiting on, guys.
It's the fumes, Rowdy. Let's face it, that's the best part of being at a racing in the infield is smelling those fumes. Racing, nothing better than burnt racing, high-octane racing fuel.
Now, Mark, I think, didn't Tim say that was going to be single-car qualifying? Is that the way that works?
It is. You know what? I'm an old traditionalist, and for certain things, you still need to do it the old school way. And I think with the amount of cars there's an intensity that you can cut with a knife. The air is so thick with it, Rowdy.
Well, what do they, like ARCA goes out and they do a few practice sessions. Now, will each one of those groups have a practice session before qualifying?
They will, Rowdy, and that'll start Thursday morning. The pit gates open at 8 a.m., and track time starts at 10 a.m. with rotating practice for the pro late models and the super late models. And that'll go on to late afternoon, and then they'll bring their bomber and sportsman cars in and give them the show for the evening, and that's their Snowball Derby. And then Friday, they have, again, rotating practice, plus modifieds and super stocks, also added in there, and they have practice and qualifying also. So you add those in there, and then at 6 o'clock on Friday night is the big one, is when you try to get that top 30 position for yourself in the Derby. Qualifying is just, like I said, very, very intense. It's almost worth the price of admission for the weekend alone, and just to see who's going to go home and who's not, and then you have those great last chance races on Saturday. So it's just so much racing, you can almost not keep, comprehensive about it.
So Friday night, there's going to be a lot of disappointed folks. And then they get the last. How do you come about going into the last chance on Saturday, Mark?
Everybody who isn't locked in the top 30, the 31st through whatever amount of cars they do qualify, are all eligible for the last chance race. And they start according to how they qualified straight up. It's 50 laps. They take the top four or top three. That's it. And they get to go into the Derby. And there's also provisionals involved in this also. So they're involved in Southern Surface Series, and their champion is guaranteed a provisional spot. So if he doesn't qualify, he can always fall back on that. And there's a previous championships provisional and so on. So, yeah, there aren't a lot of open spots once you get past that 30. You really have to earn your way in.
So on the last chance, everybody that didn't qualify into that qualifying group are all grouped into one into a 50-lapper and the best four finishing.
Let them go at it, boys.
Event. Man. That's when
so
you,
let them
if,
go
if
at
you're
it.
From Bakersfield, hey, if you're from Washington State or Bakersfield, California, you're giving it all you got, aren't you?
Oh, Rowdy, that's just the beauty of the Derby itself is the intensity of getting into it. If you qualify in the top 30, you've said something. You're one of the best 30 racers in the United States or Canada, because we have quite a few Canadians down there racing with us also.
Well, I just feel privileged that Mark, you and I are going to be able to cover it. I surely feel humbled at it.
It's a different feeling for me going into this year with the situation of not just going down as a fan, Rowdy. Yeah, you have a responsibility almost, we do, and our responsibility is to let the folks know what happened at the races and how much fun they missed when they weren't there.
Well, there again, Speed 51 is going to have all the coverage from day one that you can get the pay-per-view. And if not, I know they've got the Internet, their website's going to keep everybody posted on what's going on.
They have a thing on Speed 51 called Trackside Now, and they'll give you photographs and text throughout the entire week of racing. So plug in, enjoy. They do give you more than one way to enjoy the coverage of the races there. So from the inexpensive to getting their package. For the video, it's any of them, it's worth it. They do a great, great job, and we're lucky to have them. And so is Five Flag Speedway. They really helped make the Derby that much bigger, Rowdy.
Well, they were all nice at Nashville. I mean, it was good to be around them. You know, they were real cordial, and they were on the spot every time that it needed to be there. I noticed, Mark, that Chandler Smith is going to be there.
Yes, he is, Rowdy, and a few other of our notable drivers that, you know, that you and I would be familiar with. There's quite a contingent of ARCA guys going to be there. Brett Holmes, Ty Majeski, Grant Enfinger, Zane Smith, Dalton Sargent, Travis Braden, almost all of them winners. Or top five finishers in the ARCA series at one time or another. So, it's going to be a really, really interesting weekend.
Well, Todd, I mentioned Chandler Smith. Chandler was, I think he's 14. Really, really nice. And I'm going to not disrespect him. I'm going to call him a kid because I'm 60. But a really sharp kid, wasn't he, Mark?
He wasn't the only one, Rowdy. He just happened to be the youngest one we saw. They were all within a few months of each other, between three or four of them that were that age. So it's just amazing how young that these guys are now.
The one, Mark, that had the wreck that lost the car, she said you would almost guarantee he's bringing it back up. What was that young man's name again?
Yeah. And I should know it, and on top of my head, I can't remember, Rowdy.
Well, we talked about
looking,
it. So
I'm looking at my notes right now, and I don't think I have him on there. Oh, gosh, this is embarrassing. Really caught me,
now,
buddy.
He had come a long ways for that race, and he got caught up in a practice session and just demolished his car.
He broke out
I mean,
the car,
it,
yeah.
I mean, they brought it in, and it was going to be tough to load back up on the hauler.
Well, he's entered for the Derby, too, and He was his rookie year last year. He finished the he didn't finish the race, but he kept out of trouble until a late race accident, not of his causing. So he's an up and comer, that's for sure.
Well, I just know there was a lot of good racing. God, that fairgrounds is another great track. We don't go to a bad track. I've never been to a bad track. Have you, Mark?
Nope, I can't say
I've never been to a bad track. Just some are better than others, Rowdy.
That's exactly right.
As long as the racing's good, us guys, we have a tendency to forget about some of the other facilities that are needed around there. But when we bring our wives along, they'll let us know if it's a good track or not if they're coming back. So, yep. Ah, guess what? I came up with the young man's name, Derek Krause.
Yes, Krause.
He's from Stafford, Wisconsin. And he's 15 years old.
He had some good equipment, too. He had a full set of people to help him. Now, Todd Nashville, they had scheduled pit stops, but this is going to be, according to them, it's going to be live pit stops, isn't it, Mark?
They're not going to use that. I don't know what you want to call a kind of pit stops. Revolutionary or it's just a different way to run the program. I like it. It keeps cars from going a lap down the pits when you necessarily don't need to. And it helps keep the cost down because you don't need those run the pit stop guys to come in on Sundays and pit your car, which we will see on Sunday. They bring in Cup, Xfinity, and Truck Series guys to come in pit for these short track cars. So, yeah, a lot of money on the line, a lot of money being spent.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I've had a bad case of cabin fever, Mark, and you know I have. So I'm ready to chew the chain off and run away.
Well, Rowdy, the past month's been a little tough on me. Luckily, we had the television shows to watch, but this past weekend, it was a little tough.
Yes. Yes, it was.
But this will do it. And then I have a couple other races coming up before the end of the year, believe it or not. They're running an indoor dirt race for the stock cars and modifieds in St. Louis the third week of December. And then New Year's Eve, Jeff and I will be in Fort Wayne, Indiana, watching midgets in an indoor stadium. So that'll make it for a good season for us.
So you got a race on New Year's Eve?
We got a race on New Year's Eve, and we've been going to this. It's midgets, go-karts, mini sprint cars. They run them in the Fort Wayne Coliseum, Memorial Coliseum. It's a lot of fun. They put coke syrup down on the racetrack to make it sticky, and those cars just fly. It's a blast. It's a lot of fun, and what a great way to bring the new year in, right?
Hey, I would say so. Just get you primed for 2017, folks.
Oh, we're going to have a good 2017, you guys. A lot more exposure, a lot more fun. We're going to have a lot more information for you, and we're going to keep bringing those good guests that we keep getting, and it's just going to be a good year. Come along for the ride with us.
Well, Todd, we kind of taking it easy tonight with our guests because of the Thanksgiving holiday, and most of these guys are getting ready to leave out Wednesday, which is, I guess if I had a car and I had, 69 competitors, I'd be working on my car tonight also.
Yeah, every minute counts at this point.
I would say so, Mark. I'm
just looking forward to a little warmer weather than we have here, Rowdy, and hopefully it stays dry for us. The weather might be iffy, but we won't talk about that. we'll let it be what it is and see what happens. And yeah, looking forward to spending the time with you in the Derby, buddy, your first one, and you won't be a newbie after this weekend.
Nope, I'm ready. I'm going to be ready to take that yellow off my bumper and go on with it.
Well, we're going to have a fun 2017, Rowdy. When we get our heads together and we figure out where we're going to be and what we're going to do and let everybody know where they can meet us at the races, and come on out and join us. Come on out and meet us. Come out and talk with us. We'd love it.
Well, Todd, I can tell you, when Mark and I are together, we're scheming about what we're going to do on the next show or how we're going to make the next show better.
Well, you guys do a heck of a job, and honestly, I don't know how you can do it any better than what you do it.
Well, thanks for the great compliment, Todd. That means a lot.
It does, and Mark and I have already talked about it. We got a hard road to hold what we did this year. I mean, I'm actually proud of what we accomplished this year. To be a young station with two old guys, I don't think we've done too bad.
Nah,
go on, Todd.
No, you guys have done an amazing job, and I'm very proud of all your hard work that you put into this for the fans to listen to, for getting all the people on that you do. I mean, coming from a fan side, I can say it's been an honor to be able to call into and listen to such a great show.
Todd, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you being part of it, and can't wait to you actually come and get to hang out with us at a racetrack.
Well, we know what race that's going to be.
Well, don't count out Pocono yet, Todd. We may end up showing up there, too. You never know, buddy.
Well, if it's not there, we know what race we are going to get to see each other at. So
we got Dega, buddy. We got Dega. We'll be in Rowdy's backyard.
That's right. All you gotta do is just get to the station and we'll get you on. We'll get you back.
And like I say, that train station is only two blocks from me.
Well, good. Good, Todd. I'm glad you've got a little bit of the convenience to get there then, and looking forward to seeing you. It'll add all to the excitement that, you know, we already have for going to the races, and meeting an old-time friend on the radio show will be even make it even better.
Well, I do know I've checked into a little bit, which I still got more to, you know, get checked into, but as far as I know so far, it is a two-day train ride.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Nope, not bad at all for me. I can handle that.
Well, that's the most important part, Todd, is if you can handle it. And if you can, great. That means we're going to get a chance to see you. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You're going to see some beautiful country.
Yeah, and you know, the advantage of being able to do this is, besides being able to see you guys, I'm hoping to be able to run into Tim and Susan so I can finally meet them in person. So this is going to be like my vacation to get away, to go and enjoy myself and meet some great people.
That's what going to the races is all about. You had to hit it right on the nail head there, Todd.
That's exactly right. Todd, that train station is right there close to Watkins Glen?
No, it's in Depew, New York.
Yeah.
The other nearest one from Watkins Glen, believe it or not, is in Syracuse, New York, which is quite a ways away. But
okay.
Thank goodness right in Depew, New York, two blocks from our house. There's the train station to get on.
That's pretty good.
That's a nice situation to have, Todd.
That makes the wheels turn on me to think that maybe Diane and I couldn't catch a train and ride up there and grab a rental car when we got there to go to Watkins Glen.
To come up here, you would probably take the train to Rochester, New York, and then catch a rental car in Rochester, and then drive from Rochester to the Glen. It's about an hour drive.
It'll be a beautiful hour drive, too, Rowdy. I've been to that part of the country. It's gorgeous that time of year.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Rowdy, if you made it up here, I'd take you and your wife out and show you some of the most amazing, wonderful views you would ever think of.
Well, that's been in our plans to go up the East Coast someday and hang out, and taking the train there would be probably the most ideal way to get there, to see the country.
Well, you would just love it. And, you know, if you and your wife made it to the train station in Rochester, I'd come there and pick you up and bring you out.
Well, that's just something to think about. That's just something to think about.
Rowdy, I can hear the wheels clicking in your head over this line. You're up to something already.
Well, I've been wanting to take a train. I mean, we've talked about a train ride, and, you know, that would be an awesome 2 days. That's not bad. I mean, really not.
No, and my wife and I are lucky. We've done some traveling, and we've been able to travel by train. That's one of our favorite ways to go. You do see so much more. It's comfortable. You make it what it is. You either enjoy it or you don't.
Well, I'm just glad, guys, we've got as far as we got without losing internet signal. I looked over there in the blue, you know.
I've got the Weather Channel on while we're doing the show, and I was looking at the radar, and they showed Birmingham. And, yeah, you guys are getting clobbered. I'm surprised we're still on right now, too.
When the lights blinked, you know, I was telling you earlier before the show that I've had a little bit of issues with it. And when I looked up, when they blinked, they wasn't a blue light on, my phone went dead, but y'all carried on. The show never lost. We didn't lose it, did we?
No, all of a sudden Todd came on, caught me a little off guard there for a second, but we just said, all right, we're going to hang on here until Rowdy gets back. And it wasn't but 45 seconds or so, Rowdy, you were back.
Yeah, I just hit redial and put my numbers in, and I was back on again.
We would have kept the show going, no doubt.
Y'all was moving on. Y'all was moving on. I just wanted to let you know I was back. Y'all was carrying on.
Well, yeah, Todd was, you know, letting us know about his purchase for his tickets and his plans for the upcoming season of 2017. And we were just hanging out until we got you back, Rowdy, and thank goodness we did.
Well, you know, Todd, you mentioned a while ago about the show, and I took pride in being consecutive. Tonight's the 44th consecutive show. You know, that was actually, and I've told this story, it took 7 months for this to all develop out. But when they asked me to do it, they asked me to do it every Monday night. Not every Monday night I felt like it. And that's the way I went in it. I went in it to win. And I feel like we're winning the battle, Mark.
Well, we're doing something right, Rowdy, because we're still going strong and we're getting more listeners, and Todd's still hanging around and putting up with us. So, yeah, we're doing something right, old friend.
Yeah, Todd keeps calling in, so we're doing good.
Yeah, and, you know, if there was a time that you couldn't do the show, I think I'd be lost on a Monday night.
Well, Mark can testify. There've been a couple of iffy nights for me over on this side, but we have a backup. I didn't have a backup on Halloween night when the ghost and goblin
was
calling in. I'm telling you. It was bad, and I've got a backup for that plan now. So when all goes bad, I've got two backups.
Well, we'll keep her up, Rowdy, and hope for the best. And I just, like I said, I'm amazed we're still on with the weather you're going through right now. So more power to you, and that's not literally.
Well, you know, Mark, I see several ladies are going to be driving in this weekend's event.
There are. I think the one that comes to the top of my mind is Kenzie Rustin. She's done some K&N East racing. I've seen her race in my neck of the woods quite a bit. She's with a good team, and she has a possibility of winning. And then there's another gal entered named Johanna Long, and Johanna has done some Xfinity racing and did pretty good for an underfunded team. She's back in the late models and possibility of winning. She's won before. She can win again. So it's nice to have the female side in there to look at, not just one, but two, and hopefully in the future more.
Well, you know, I got a granddaughter that's 10 years old and one that's 12, and I like for them to have somebody to look up to. So, you know, a female to look up to, and it's good to have them out there because they play a big part, you know, Mark. They play a big part
of
it.
They do. And both these gals have talent. They wouldn't be where they're at if they weren't talented enough to do it, Rowdy. And I think both of them probably could, you know, succeed some sort in, you know, the higher divisions. You just need the chance and somebody to bankroll it. And in the economy the way it is now, that's just not easy to find.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, some folks, I mean, you know, I've had people go, well, I bet the guy won, come out winning a lot of money to win that race. And I'm like, no, you don't even know the half of it. It costs
a
lot of money to drive those cars.
The amount of money it's going to take to run the Derby this weekend, if people realize what it was, it'd be astronomical. Even the winner is going to go home in negative figures, even with all what he takes home for the winnings. It's an expensive proposition, always will be, always has been. So, yeah, there's a few of us out there that realize it, and thank goodness there's car owners out there who want to put up with it and just love the sport so much they keep doing it.
Well, you know, that, and that's got to have a great economic impact on Pensacola.
Oh, it brings in, I think, $6-7 million. Just for the Snowball Derby weekend alone, with the amount of people that come in and spend money, Rowdy, it means about $5 to $6 million to the economy of Pensacola. That's a nice chunk of change for a 5-day event.
On the off season.
Yeah.
For Pensacola.
Yep. In an off season for a beach community. Everything else is pretty quiet around town, but that little area around the racetrack, boy, it's humming. There's a beehive of activity going on.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Mark, we should have a pretty decent show next week. it'd be awesome if we could get somebody asked me, was we going to be able to get the winners? I said, we're going to try. We're going to try.
We always try. We have a couple of fellows who entered who could possibly win, and we have talked with before, so there's always that possibility. When you're later today, I don't know if you got to see the website lately, but Speed 51 had a shot of Dalton Sargeant's car and the paint scheme they're going to have for the Derby.
No, I hadn't seen that.
Oh, I think you'll enjoy it. Pretty cars. They're all pretty cars, though. What am I saying? A race car is a gorgeous thing to look at.
Well, I know next week we've got Don Rothenbaum on, which is the communications director for ARCA. And Todd, you've actually talked to him on with him and Steve off the pit stop. So
yes,
that's who we've
got
lined up. One of our guests. That's one of our guests for next week will be Don. So looking forward to him. And, you know, we got the banquets coming up on the 10th that I had planned on going, but there is something come up, and there's no way I'm going to be able to go to that this year. So, you know, that's
well,
next year.
I
got to
play that one by ear myself, Rowdy. I may have airport duty that day, too. So we'll play it by ear, and if not this year, we'll be definitely be there next year.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Todd, you got anything you want to talk about before we get out of here? Can you believe it's already been an hour?
I know. I can't believe it. I'm just sitting here, you know, enjoying this and enjoying hearing you guys talk about the Snowball Derby. And, wow, time flies when you're having fun.
Well, Todd, I probably don't know, but Mark and I do like a little segment on another little old station on Saturday mornings. It's called the Fastest Hour in Radio, and it's actually a two-hour show that seems like an hour show. So our hour show seems like a 30-minute show, but it don't take long for it to come on through.
Nope, definitely not.
So hopefully,
yeah, we'll be on the road hopefully this weekend calling into the other little show, and yeah, we enjoy doing that. They seem to like having us on, and it's another way for us to talk about racing, Rowdy.
Well, you know, they're real receptive of us, and we are them. They post our stuff on their page, and, you know, that's another reason I think our listeners are up. You know, we're inching up. So at least we're not going into the negative.
That's a good thing, Rowdy.
I think so, too, guys. I think so, too. I'm just looking forward to this weekend. We're going to have plenty to talk about next week and the week after. So, Todd, you know the deal. Every Monday night, we're here.
Yes, sir. And I'm looking forward, Rowdy, to seeing some good pictures.
We're going to get them in there, brother. I'm going to be hustling, trying to make it all happen. So I'll be posting pictures and kind of what's going on. Mark, is there anything you want to talk about before we get going tonight?
Wow, Rowdy, I think we've covered it. We've been able to manage an hour this evening without a guest, except for basically Todd. Todd was our guest this week, so thanks, Todd. You added a lot to the show, and you always do. Well, Rowdy, I think everybody get on your Facebook page, Rowdy. Check out Rowdy's Facebook page. He's got the schedule up for the Derby. A lot of interesting facts. I even go to Rowdy's Facebook page, so it's the place to go. So check it out, and hope we'll see a bunch of you at the Derby this weekend, and track us down, find us, and say hello.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to be there. Look us up. We're not that hard to find, are we, Mark?
No, we're not, Rowdy. We're the gray-haired guys running around the pits, one of them wearing shorts all the time. That would be me, so easy to spot.
Well, We're both easy. I'm the short, squatty one. So Mark's the tall guy with
I'm
short.
I'm the taller, squatty one.
Well, all right, guys. We're going to send this thing off into another land and do it again next Monday night.
Looking forward to it, buddy, and I'm looking forward to talking to you later on and seeing you this weekend. So have a good one, buddy. Hope things are going well at home, and keep it going that way. And Todd, we'll talk with you next week, buddy.
Yes, sir. Drive safe, guys.
Thank you,
Todd. All right,
Todd.
Hey, thanks, everybody,
right,
for being part
have
of Rowdy Mac.
Talk with you later.
All right. Thank you. And
thank you.
I appreciate everybody coming in there and being part of Rowdy Mac Light Racing, folks. Until next Monday night, make sure that you get back on my Facebook page. We'll be posting all weekend of what's happening down at the Snowball Derby. And can't wait to be back Monday night, folks. And you know if it's Rowdy, I'm out of here.
Yeah.